VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a group of unknown gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 20 others. The raid began in the afternoon with a suicide bomber detonating his explosives-packed car outside the building. The powerful blast enabled his partners to enter the building, which houses, among others, the Department for People with Disabilities and Martyrs' Families. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for Monday's attack. The search and rescue mission continues 2 days after a powerful tsunami swept away locals and tourists along the Sunda Strait in Indonesia. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Doctors worked to save injured victims, while hundreds of military and volunteers scoured debris-strewn beaches in search of survivors after a deadly tsunami gushed ashore without warning on Indonesian islands, killing more than 280 people on a busy holiday weekend. Saturday's tsunami along the Sunda Strait followed an eruption and apparent landslide on Anak Krakatau, one of the world's most infamous volcanic islands. At least 281 people were killed and more than 1,000 were hurt, and the numbers could increase once authorities hear from all stricken areas.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. More than 1,000 structures, including 681 homes, have been damaged or destroyed, and some parts of the Sunda Straits area remain without electricity. Turkey sent another convoy of soldiers to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened activity comes as Turkey and the U.S. have agreed to coordinate on the withdrawal of American troops from Syria. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria. This is VOA News. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan has sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to a 7-year prison term on corruption charges. He was accused of possessing assets beyond his known source of income. He can appeal the verdict. Police presence has increased in parts of the Spanish city of Barcelona following a warning from the U.S. State Department Monday of the risk of a terrorist attack there during the holiday season. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party said Monday that Israel will hold early general elections in April and the Knesset will be dissolved. Netanyahu's coalition has been plagued by internal divisions for months. Mustafa Barghouti is a Palestinian member of parliament.
The decision to dissolve the Israeli Knesset is a reflection of the great failure of Netanyahu government. He failed in Gaza, he failed in the north, he failed in the West Bank, and he has become, he and his government, an obstruction to any possibility of progress towards real peace.
Despite the disagreements, Netanyahu seems well-placed to win another term as Israel's prime minister.